As DeSantis prepares for his inauguration, members of his transition team are finalizing policy objectives. Among the public safety team's biggest concerns is school safety. Members are grappling with how to force schools to comply with mandatory reporting deadlines under the Florida Safe Schools Assessment Tool. Some advisors, like Clay County Sheriff Daryl Daniels, argue schools may be choosing not to comply intentionally.
When we determine whether there's compliance or non-compliance, we need to make a determination whether or not it's done ignorantly or purposely, speaking specifically to non-compliance. And we have nothing in place to hold people accountable who make a conscious decision not to comply with the law. This is the law.
Daryl suggests even arresting administrators who refuse to comply with the FSSAT. Other recommendations include tying reporting to funding and school grades. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd wants lawmakers to address the many shortcomings identified by the MSD Commission. That's on both educators and law enforcement.
The legislature has got to make it a priority. The governor has got to make it a priority. We have got to mandate and force some of these culture changes, as has been spoken about, because they absolutely unequivocally aren't going to change on their own. And that's not exclusively school systems. That's also law enforcement response, mental health response as well.
For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.